Hey, we're live.
We are. We're here.
We're live. It's Geekly Reveal. It's the best show on the internet.
We're live and we're live.
We're live, alive, and live. As always, it's me, your boy, the internet's best sibling, Brother Dom, aka Dom, all over the internet. And once again, I'm joined by the leanest, the meanest, the coolest, the dopest. We're just to tell the people who you are.
Hey everyone, it's me, Stephanie, aka Captain Steph on Twitter, the Snowpeer on Tumblr, and there is a lot of stuff to talk about this week.
There's so much stuff going on this week, but first we gotta start with the pleasantries. We actually have somebody in the chat today, so I want to say hey to our buddy Zach. What's up, Zach?
Howdy.
Steph, how are you doing today? tell me how you're feeling.
I'm doing pretty good. I had delicious pho for lunch and garlic bread for dinner, so, you know, my stomach is happy.
Awesome. Would you like to know what I had for lunch?
What did you have for lunch, Dom? Did you even eat?
Oh, I did eat, actually. I indulged today for lunch. I had one of the good old Belgian waffle sandwiches from Dunkin' with the maple bacon on it. And not only that, I had a little apple crispy donut. With like the oatmeal and the grains and stuff on top with the apple filling and a coffee. So now I can enjoy a beer. Pumpkin, nice. The beer of champions. Southern Tier sponsored me. No, I'm feeling well fed. Things are good. It's been a hell of a week. We almost didn't record this week, but too much happened and there was no way.
Yeah, we were like, we can't wait till next week.
With all the stuff going on, is there anything specific that you want to talk about?
Let's go.
Because I know there's loads. There's way too much.
There's
stuff
so much.
About.
Yeah, let's go with Captain Marvel first because that's the sparkliest.
That is sparkly in like eight different ways. So
yeah.
So Captain Marvel, last week or last month we got teased with some photos from Entertainment Weekly, really let the internet down, but this week we got an actual trailer.
Yeah, and I'm feeling a little bit better about the trailer. I think that the amnesia thing isn't necessarily based on any comics arc that I'm familiar with, but I think that the idea of her not remembering her life on Earth makes a lot of sense story-wise, like as part of like the bigger universe.
Yeah. That gives us a lot of options, too.
Mm-hmm.
With going forward, that's always something that you can use as, like, not even a retcon, but gives you retcon power later on down the road, if you need it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
How'd you feel about the trailer in general?
I don't know. I think there's still room for me to be more hype, but I enjoyed the trailer.
Excellent.
And I'm looking forward to seeing what other trailers do.
Cool.
Just to, like, hint more at the story, because this one I felt like was really just setting up the most, like, basic bare bones of, like, it's the 90s, like, there's a blockbuster, like, yeah. Samuel Jackson has two eyes, like...
That screwed me up. Him having hair, too, I'm like, made me feel like it wasn't a Marvel movie. Despite it very clearly being one. Yeah, the trailer didn't give me as hype as I wanted it to, but I think that's more out of Marvel fatigue, because the trailer seemed
that's
fine.
Fair.
I just didn't get hype, but I'm like, this is an alright trailer. I'm happy to see the different stuff. It seems like a nice tone. Everything seems pretty alright. I've only seen a little bit of controversy about it, which is... do we even want to cover any of that, or do we just want to stay positive for the most part today?
Let's not give white feminists any attention today.
Okay. Let's not do that. If you want to find the stuff about it, people, you can go look it up. But it's one of those things that was... The response to it would be like, oh, you thought you did something. It'll be fine. It's whatever. The movie's coming out. People will be happy. Captain Marvel looks fresh. I wish I would have got those Captain Marvel Vans. Things look cool. But we have so much to talk about and not a lot of time to do it. Any other Captain Marvel thoughts? We want to move on to anything else.
Oh, I did want to bring up one little thing that because they released the trailer or the poster, the first poster as well. And it has a tiny little Easter egg in it that if you look really, really close at where the wall meets the floor on the left hand side, you can see the outline of her cat Chewie, who is 100% named after Chewbacca because Carol's a nerd.
Disney now, no issues.
And he is also an alien. He looks like a cat.
I like that idea.
But and she doesn't find out that he's an alien until like much later. So and I don't know if that'll hold true in this or whether he like she will have adopted him in space and know that he is an alien but looks like a cat.
I mean,
he's really a fuck.
It could be like a Rocket Raccoon situation where apparently he's not a raccoon. So
yeah.
This is also not a cat. Haha. That's cool. That's cool. Speaking of Brie Larson, yeah. She is the second alumni of the Scott Pilgrim and of the Scott Pilgrim movie to join the Marvel Cinematic Universe. To join
not
Chris Evans.
Just to join it, but to join it as a captain.
To join it as a captain. Yes. So that's a very interesting piece of trivia that probably 30 people care about, and I'm one of those 30. but also Scott Pilgrim's out on Netflix now, so you know I watched it the first day I saw it. You know I...
Of course you did.
I didn't watch the whole thing, but I definitely watched the intro, and I watched up until they go on their first date. But one of my favorite movies of all time, if not my favorite. I'm not claiming it's the best movie of all time. I'm sure you can make that argument if you were ever so inclined. I'm sure people get pissed off at you. But I can say without argument that it's my favorite movie. Released top five for sure.
And Netflix, I feel like I would say it's your favorite movie.
I think it is. But it's one of those things that if something else were to pop up and I was like, oh shit, that's my favorite movie over there. But no, it's I think it is. I like it a lot. I think I saw it opening day. I wasn't even at home. I was in Outer Banks. And nobody wanted to go with me. And I'm like, fine, I'll go by myself. And everyone got all pissed off at me and they ended up enjoying it. So it's all good. Shout out to my homies and my brother. But yeah, lots of stuff coming to Netflix this month. Check it out. There's something for everybody. There's a lot of comedy specials if you want to have some existential dread with some comedy. BoJack Horseman season 5, I need to catch up. I stopped at season 1 out of laziness. I love it. There's the Dragon Prince, I think it's called.
Oh, the Dragon Prince, yeah. Everyone I've heard talking about it says it's amazing.
Yeah, I hope people are enjoying it. It's not
crying within the first like couple of episodes, kind of.
Yeah, that's 100% not my jam, but it looks like it's making people happy, and I want them to be happy, so... It's from, like, the makers of Avatar, right?
Yeah, it's from the same... I don't know if it's from the same showrunners or the same producers or what it is, but it is.
Good,
it's
good.
Related to Avatar.
I mean, that puts it in a good... standings company?
Yeah.
Well, that transitions us to another topic we had on board. You want to tee this one up?
Yes. Yeah. So, another exciting thing that was announced this week, is that there is going to be a new Avatar TV show, and that's live action, and the news broke, and everyone was like, oh, fuck no. Like, we know this story. But then they looked past the like press release like blurb to the actual article where it said that it's being show run by the creators of Avatar, Mike and Brian, whose last names I am not going to attempt to pronounce. And that they are looking forward to telling the story or to like reinventing the story with a like non-whitewashed and correctly cast of color for the show, so
people will
be
the
cool.
Right color and the right nationality if at all possible, which
yeah.
is very nice. I'm very excited
and they'll
about
like
that.
Say the names right and that kind of, and like logic will make sense, and also like the effects have gotten probably like 100% better since 2012 2010. I don't know when that other terrible movie came out, but it's not even starting production until 2019, so like if America's still around when that shit drops, like they're like gonna be doing magic with the special effects, I feel like.
That'll be good, because I think the technology was there before, they just didn't utilize it properly on the M. Night Shyamalan one.
Yeah.
So I think that was more...
I don't think they did anything properly.
Yeah, I don't think lack of technology was the problem with that movie. So I'm excited. I feel like so many things aren't my jam, but I'm happy they're going to exist. So if they can have a live-action Death Note and live-action Bleach, they can have live-action Avatar that works. Which is not to say those first two worked, I guess, but I didn't hear good things about the Death Note one. The Bleach one, I've yet to hear reviews, but people haven't jumped on it like they jumped on the Death Note one. So there might be.
I haven't
like,
even heard of the Bleach one, so. Yeah,
you can go watch it right now. It's already on Netflix, so.
Well, either... I don't know if I want to do that. Is it white people?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it might just be the low. It's probably middle of the road. Because I'm not hearing anything good or bad about it. It probably just exists, you know?
Yeah, I know. I know those kind of shows.
So, I mean, that's fine. If it just exists, that's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, Avatar, I'll take it. Avatar's coming back. There's lots of stuff coming back. This is ridiculous. Space Jam 2 apparently is actually a thing. Like, after all this time, they finally have a thing going. And of course it's with LeBron. Like, it kind of has to be.
Yeah, I mean, who else, really?
I have no idea. Like, there's nobody else who is in the zeitgeist. And from what I understand, LeBron's a much better person than Michael Jordan. And at least has a little bit of acting chops. Not chops, but he's not awful to watch in a movie. Like, he was in that Amy Schumer movie. And he the person who was considered the worst actor in that movie. Nor was John Cena. So, like, we're starting to look at some problems.
I was going to say, Amy Schumer was in that movie.
Amy Schumer is an interesting case of a person. which, there's no need to get into this right now. But, like, she's not very beloved, even by, like, the camp that would be beloved of her.
Mm-hmm.
I think she probably hit a crossroads in her career and she took the wrong path on it. Which, you know, happens to lots of people. This is why we need more female representation. So when somebody screws up, it's not a women or bad thing, but more of a, well, this person just sucks kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I guess the only other person who could have been in Space Jam 2 could have been, like, Colin Kaepernick, if it would have been, like, let's not do basketball again.
Yeah.
But, like, not necessarily the best time right now for that. But yeah, Ryan Coogler's going to be directing it, too. So, like... This is going to probably be a blacker version of Space Jam. I hate to break it to the people who don't want to know that.
I was going to say, the Mary Sue's article about it is like, Space Jam 2 is going to be black as hell, and I'm here for it, or something like that.
Which will, like... The thing about cartoons and, like, different kind of coding is not to say that Looney Tunes were black as hell, but, like, there was definitely a level of co-option. Co-opting sounds bad, but there was a level of appreciation of cartoons and stuff, but especially like Looney Tunes from the black community, or at least like the aesthetic black community back in the early 2000s. I remember there was like those like blinged out shirts, I don't know what else to call them, but like a lot of Looney Tunes stuff where like Bugs Bunny would be wearing like a bandana and a big jersey, or like Daffy Duck would have a grill, or Porky would be sitting on a stack of money. Which some people hate that stuff. I think it's super tacky, but like in a fun way, I'm like, yo, live your best life, you know? So yeah, if this movie's very black but still Looney Tunes, I think a lot of people might miss it until they start looking for it. So like your alt-right YouTube will probably see it because they look for reasons to be mad. But I don't think your average person will see it, and I think they'll doubt the alt-right is... I think the alt-right will be correct this time. But because they always claim the social justice warriors are up to stuff, which we are, case, because
yes, we are.
Well, we are because we want the world to be more inclusive. So when you say, oh man, why did Bugs Bunny act so black, or Daffy Duck act black? Like, because it's the Looney Tunes and Ryan Coogler. Like, they've been standing as soon as that Civil War kind of like bullshit stopped, black people are like, yeah, the czars now, you owe it to us. That said, it's probably going to be corny and garbage if Ryan Coogler does his job right, and I'll go see
it. Well, that's what it's supposed to be, you know? Like,
do you think they're going to get Bill Murray again?
I feel like Bill Murray comes out of his, like, cave every so often for only the choicest films, and I feel like this could be one of them.
He might say, oh yeah, I just got done with Zombieland, and I figured I'd play a game of basketball or something.
What about, Dennis Nedry, what's his real name? The guy from Jurassic Park and Seinfeld.
Oh, Newman.
Newman, Wayne.
I don't know his real name. I don't know that guy's name. But yeah, I don't know. Does
Because it's being billed as Space Jam 2, not as like like, it's not like the Ghostbusters where it was like, here is a movie that is about different Ghostbusters.
I guess they should. Will they be in there, or like, will they, they're gonna have to acknowledge that we're still in the same universe and something's happening. I don't know. Is there like a comic? It'll be Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart's that guy, I guess. Like, Kevin Hart is the comic relief doofus guy.
Yeah.
I don't know who else that would be. I don't see a lot of movies.
That makes sense. That very tracks.
Screw it. Bring Michael Cera in. He hasn't been doing anything recently. But I look forward to that.
He's waiting to be cast as Captain Something in the MCU.
There has to be a place for Michael Cera in the MCU somewhere.
I'm sure there's like a... like an X-Man or like something.
Yeah, like something that's has like... that kind
of like softer aesthetic.
Yeah, like that has to exist. That he could do it. Like, I'm sure there's a spot for Michael Cera in the MCU. I can't believe this is real life.
Yeah, to jump back to the MCU.
Please do.
Yeah, so another piece of interesting news that has dropped recently is because Marvel is busy, like so busy, sometimes doing things that I don't want them to do, but sometimes doing things that are good, like good in one way, like I'm gonna get things that I want to watch, with good, like bad in a way that like I'm gonna have to subscribe to the Disney streaming service.
We're in a capitalist nightmare. It's all relative.
Yeah. But anyways, they just announced that they are going to be doing streaming Marvel shows with limited series about specific characters that are like will probably never get their own movies, but could carry the plot of like a limited series. And two of the people apparently signed on for it are Elizabeth Olsen, who plays Scarlet Witch, and Tom Hiddleston as Loki. So I'm hecking excited if there's going to be a Loki TV show.
I'm just laughing at this point. This is very funny to me. That like people have been campaigning so long for like a Black Widow movie, and I've been saying, yo, that would be dumb. Don't do that. And now they're like, hey, Captain Marvel. Like, that's our first female, like, fronted thing. And then, like, we're going to do a show. Put Scarlet Witch in it. Like, I like the idea that they're finally getting to it. But I also have the vindication where I could say, see, I told you she was a crap character. And it was for, like, legitimate. Like, just like Hawkeye. But, like, everybody already didn't care about Hawkeye. So it didn't seem weird, but.
Poor Hawkeye.
MCU Hawkeye, I mean.
I was going to say, I love comics Hawkeye. I couldn't give half a shit about Jeremy Renner. But yeah, Variety did a Twitter poll about who, like, what other MCU characters would you like to see getting shows, and like it was 66% the Winter Soldier, and then the next 23% was Shuri, which about tracks, I feel like.
That feels right.
For Marvel fandom is like first give us more sad white boys. And then also that cool black girl, like.
To be fair, I feel like I haven't had any time with Bucky, and like I feel like I've had more time with Shuri in one movie, or at least I have a better picture of who she is. So like,
yeah, Bucky's so sad. I want to see him.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say the fandom has altruistic ideas with this.
I'm gonna say yeah, we're definitely thirsty for the Bucky content, but
yes,
in all of the ways that can be connotated.
Yeah, but that goes back to my point. If we had all the proper representation and this could be a fair question, I'd say yeah, I kind of want to know, or at least if it was just like Bucky's adventures in Wakanda, like, so it's just like Bucky and Shuri just on like misadventures, you know, like hijinks.
That would
you know
be the best, like, freaking odd couple, like Inspector Gadget shit, like.
Yeah, because like Bucky is, I don't think he's an unintelligent gentleman, but he's definitely an all brawn kind of guy, and Shuri's definitely the brains, where she probably can fight. Like, she's a Marvel character, but like that would be so fun to watch, like all the cool gadgets, and like every episode, Bucky's like, what are you putting on my arm this week, Shuri? And she's like, oh, well, we have this thing. He's like, that's not helpful. Like, she's like, let's see how it goes, though.
Yeah, like, she's, like, the cue to his bond, like, but they're on the missions together, like.
Yeah, like, she's like, it's like a Kim Possible kind of thing, but she's, like, capable and stuff. She's like Wade mixed with Penny mixed with, like, Kim, but, like, Bucky is the Ron, but has Kim's abilities. It's a whole thing. I'd watch it. Everyone would watch it. It'd be so great. Yeah, I'd
watch the shit out of that. Let's do it. It would give my center roommate more fodder for her Bucky Shuri ship.
How old is Shuri? Like, is that an alright ship?
That's why I called her my center roommate. she's like 17, I think. Bucky's like 25. Hey.
Is he even 25? Like,
that, I don't, yeah, he's like, he's probably, like, maybe 23, like.
At the oldest, that's actually, because Steve Rogers probably, like, joined the military as soon as he could. Like, he's probably 18, right?
I think he's a little bit older than that.
Okay. Which is, you know, not excusing this, but.
No, yeah, he's spent a while getting 4-H, or 4F for his, whatever the stupid thing in the draft is, but I think it's 4F. For his myriad illnesses before he actually managed to get.
Okay, that makes sense. Real quick, Wakanda news. Actually, there's a lot of Wakanda news. There's a lot of shows and stuff coming out. But I just wanted to talk about the Funko Pop that's being released.
Oh my god! Someone posted, it was like, thank you Marvel and Funko Pop for giving me the best reaction image ever. And it was just that image like flipped so that the wig was on the other, coming off was on the other side. Just, yeah. Like, here's me, and then here's me with my wig snatched.
It's so much, and, like, the graph was just so, like, not, like, somebody knew what they were doing, but it was, like, the most effortless, like, here's the Funko Pop, here's an arrow, and here's the wig being off.
Yeah, so, to explain, dear listeners, it's a Funko Pop of Okoye from Black Panther, yes. During the fight scene in the Korean gambling hall, where she takes her wig off and throws it at the guy, and so it's a Funko Pop with removable hair,
and it's
like snaps on and off.
It's just like the graphic of it is so ridiculous, but I love the idea that like this was an important scene to like everybody.
Like I remember when the first like footage of it appeared online, like people were losing their minds,
as they should have been.
It was so good.
And lots of Funko news, especially with New York Comic Con quickly approaching. Lots of Funko news is coming out, but that's one of the many ones to come out, so be on the lookout for that. What else? There's so much stuff. Do we want to stay in comics, or do we want to go to collectible things?
Call it fast.
Collectibles.
Go collectibles. We'll save the best for last.
Okay. PlayStation Classic is coming out, like a PS1 Classic, kind of like the Nintendo Classic. You know, those little prefab consoles.
Mm-hmm.
That has a bunch of games on it. I haven't looked into it, but I've heard people talking about it. I don't know if, like, you can load PlayStation discs into it. I don't know how it works, but it's a new thing that you can buy that will let you play old PlayStation games. So, the pre-order's probably already sold out, so if you're hearing this, if you're just finding out about this now, I'm so sorry. But yeah, it's just a thing that exists. It's a, I don't know, if you like the SNES Classic or the NES Classic, and you're like, what if PlayStation did that? Here you go.
So here it is. You may or may not be able to use those old, like, PlayStation discs that are, like, CDs but have black backs instead of silver backs.
Yeah,
so you could see all the scratches.
I know a lot. Apparently, pre-orders have happened. Apparently, searches for factory basic PlayStation 3s have happened on eBay a lot. Like, people have been looking for them because the initial run of the PlayStation 3 was backwards compatible for PS2 and PS1. And then further models of the PS3 and then the PS4 are not backwards compatible. Maybe all PlayStation 3s are backwards compatible to PS1, but not PS2. PS2 is known for legendarily being either the best or second best library in gaming history. All bias aside, people say PS2 and Nintendo DS had some of the best lineups of all time on any game console, obviously not including the PC. But that's coming out, so, you know, be on the lookout for any collectibles. Nice. What else? What other news do we have? Can I go to an Overwatch hole real quick?
I was going to say, jumping from video game to video game.
Yeah, we're staying on brand. Look at this. It's like we planned all this. I said that sarcastically. We didn't plan it. It's just we're very good at improvising. Overwatch League, lots of news, lots of trades happening, lots of signings. Like I said, there's been a bunch of new teams, so the league is pretty big now. One of the teams is Washington, D.C. They have a new team. So, you know, if you're in any of these areas, just look around. Atlanta has a place, too. Toronto has a place. So, as somebody who lives in Pittsburgh...
Look around.
There it is. As a Pittsburgher, I have a lot of options. Obviously, Philadelphia is the closest... quick speed wise, but that's also Philadelphia, so there's a rivalry there just statewide, but it's almost equidistant. You guys have a team in New York, so like
I know.
Feel good about that. We don't have a team here. It makes me sad. We probably won't get one, but it's possible. Then there's also one in Atlanta if that's your jam, but like Toronto and Philadelphia are equidistant from me, like roughly they're about 20 minutes off, maybe 20 miles difference too. But yeah, DC, they hired some new coaching for their staff. They have an analyst, MKL, from the organization LNL. I don't know what that is. Molly Kim, aka Avalia, I'm not sure how she pronounced her name, but she will be coaching on the Washington DC Overwatch League team, and that marks her as the first female coach in the league. So that's a pretty big milestone and a pretty cool thing to know about. I mean,
cool.
Everybody, I mean, people are rooting for.
Any, like, steps forward for women in esports is...
Yeah. I think the unfortunate part about a lot of esports is, like, other sports. And there are a lot of women in the background. Obviously, the people who make this stuff happen, like the observers, the referees. And the observers are a very underappreciated job in esports because in, like, football and basketball... In hockey, there's some fixed angles they bounce between, and there's some interesting wide shots, but they're mostly cameras that are on cords. You know, you just move them. They're on a set path, you know. And plays are so segmented, and views are so segmented, you wouldn't really change. But in esports, or even just video games in general that aren't fighting games, there's a lot that could be happening. There's six players on each Overwatch team. Some of these maps are really intricate. People could be going on flanks. There's face cams. There's a lot going on. So they have, like, a full... suite of people who are in the video game themselves, moving a freehand camera, moving around trying to catch all the action. So that's a very underappreciated role. But there, I believe there are women who participate pretty heavily in that, in the analyst position. So there are women behind the scenes, which is very important, I think, but it is good to have people in visible roles and on screen. So this is a big step, I think. And again, the more women that are on in separate locations, the better chance we have for, like, blame not to be sexistly put onto people. So that's good. But also, the London Spitfire had a woman who was their general manager, and she was very well-liked within the community. So, I mean, we're making steps, I hope. And there's other drama in the league, there's a guy that was signed. He's a streamer who is... toxic is too heavy of a word, but, like, tends to be a little bit cocky. But troublesome. Troublesome in a way that's, like, he control. Like, he might actually fill the villain role. Whereas, like, when you see XQC, like, making an ass of himself, it's like, I don't think this guy's trying to, like, be a dick.
Yeah,
I think
he's just stupid.
Yeah, like, even to the point where, like... He, Canada played against the United States a couple weeks ago in the World Cup, and him and Muma, like, had a chance to chat and stuff, like, just because that's how things work. The guy who, he had made some comments that were, like, not so great about, and on his stream, Muma was like, yeah, he's not, like, a bad dude, like, he's a nice guy. And I think more and more people realize, like, this guy might genuinely need some counseling, some teaching, some coaching. like, not to excuse the activities, but you could probably prevent them from happening if the guy was, like, coached a little bit, like, besides his play, because he is a brilliant player who's a bit of a hothead, but, you know, if he's not playing the villain role, like, some people will take the villain role. He's not doing that. Yeah. So it's like, you're not an asshole. We either need you to be an asshole or a better person, and you're not doing either. So there's that's news. But also something that's very funny to me. One of my liked teams, one of the hottest teams in the league, visually, these are attractive boys on this team for the most part. Houston Outlaws, is known by some people as the whitest team in Overwatch League. they were the last team to sign a Korean player. But they recently traded him to San Francisco Shock for one of their players. Good trade. They needed a Tracer player desperately. Somebody to play, like, those kind of roles. But it's just, like, a weird look. Like, a lot of people get mad at these all-Korean rosters that represent different towns. But, like, nobody cares that the people from their team aren't from the city. Or necessarily from their country. Like, Los Angeles had... many people, like, some of the best people we know that you would consider Western are not Americans, you know, like XQC, for instance. People love him. Canadian guy. Shore 4, Canadian guy. Outlaws have some European guys on their team, and nothing against Europeans, the Australians. They're brilliant players, they're fun personalities, but there's a, you see the bias of people saying, man, I just don't feel like this team really connects with us because it's an all-Korean roster. It's like, okay, well, it's an all-Canadian roster, but no one seems to think that they can't connect. And if you said something like, I want more English-speaking people on the team, that's a whole other story. Like, that doesn't come off the same. Like, I can't communicate with, let's say, Prophet. I can't communicate with him that well. So maybe I can't feel as connected to him as a person. But as a team, I'm like, well, I see the shit he talks. He's hilarious. But it's just a funny tidbit to me that the Outlaws, like, made the one trade they could have made to make their team, like, whiter than it already was. So, and it's not even like they're all American either, because if they were all American, then I'd be like, whatever. But there are brown American players. I don't think there's any black players, but there are Asian and Latino players in the league that are doing pretty well, making a name for themselves. So there's that. Excited about the league, though. It's coming quick. This is, like, basically trade season, so, like, rosters are just mass exoduses and influx, so I'm looking forward to seeing what happens. So that's my Overwatch minute and a half plus two. I hope some of that wasn't boring to everybody. I get passionate about this. I really appreciate the game.
Oh, no, it's cool.
And a Genji sword was, like, released for pre-order today. It, like, lights up and makes noise. It's like $200, but it has a sheath. It has LEDs. Looks really nice. It looks like it's worth $200. They have a lot of collectibles, but we're waiting for a lot of the in-game stuff to happen right now. BlizzCon's quickly approaching, and people are getting a little hungry for content.
Yeah. Someday they'll tell us which other Overwatches are gay.
We're looking for it. Look, Blizzard has the opportunity to not step in a big old pile of shit. And I don't know if they're going to do it. There's a few things the game needs. We need another tank that's, like, mobile and fun to play that has a barrier. We need a black woman in the game. And we need a tank from Talon, because Talon has every category filled except for tank. That said, I'm like, and yo, like, Blizzard.
There has to be some non-overlap there, because you can't make the first black woman in the game, like,
a bad guy. Like, that's
a bad guy and, like, a tank. Like, if it's going to be, like, physically a tank as opposed to, like, D.Va in a machine kind of tank, I feel like.
That's the thing. I know that can be some hot water, because, like, how do you approach it when it's your first black woman? Because now you have to, like, appeal, like, and this is the problem with lack of representation, is that you have to check a lot of boxes.
Everything to everyone, yeah.
And it's like, well, we also need a woman who, like, we have some to a degree, like, mostly just Anna and Zarya, but most women in the game are, like, slim, sexy kind of women. And people say Mei, but there's, like, back and forth between how non-typical is she.
Like, how much of that is code?
Right. But the point is, like, well, we need some... there are people of every type, but do you make your one black female character, do you make her sexual, like, all the non-black characters? Do you make her... more representative of what we consider real? Do you make, like, your first, like, overweight character that's not a man? Do you make that the black woman? Because no matter what you do, you're saying something. And I'm not advocating in the... I'm not saying, oh, social justice is out of control. I'm saying this is why you need to start with some representation so you don't fall into this hole. But we also need a tank who's... Winston's a bad guy, and Hammond, we're not sure, but, like, we need somebody who's part of Talon, like...
Yeah.
So it's like, you can't check all these boxes at once, and it's not necessarily a rush, but, like, when you had a Doomfist, people were like, well, he's another stereotype just like Lucio, and you're like, okay, that's true, but when we added Reaper, no one was saying all the black...
different stereotype.
Yeah, not all the black people in Overwatch are evil. Like, you could say that definitively. Like, they're all guys, depending on how you define the diaspora, but... but yeah, they could potentially step in a lot of hot water if they're not, like, decent about, and no one's expecting to be perfect, but you gotta not be shitty, like, which is such a low bar. Like, don't go shitty, and I think you'll be fine. Or a healer. Yeah. We need more healers and tanks. I think we need more tanks right now. And also, people kind of want to get some representation for other holidays for the winter events. Like, we have Christmas pretty down pat. Like, give us one Star of David tattoo, or not tattoo, spray, or one spray. Character that has, like, some kind of vaguely Jewish coding for like, a skin. Even do Kwanzaa if you're feeling bold. We have characters that are, I think we have, like, Muslim characters in the game. There's no need, there's no reason
I'm pretty
why
sure
they don't...
Anna and, like, by the... Can't they have, like, aid? Yeah. Is that how you say it?
I'm not sure.
EID?
Yeah.
That's around Christmas, too.
Yeah, I don't want to mispronounce it. But yeah, there's other holidays, and we also have winter pretty under control as well, like, the basic concept of winter.
Yeah, the idea of winter is, like, it's snowy.
Which is
hey,
nice.
Hey, guys, it's cold out.
But the way that it's called Winter Wonderland and the way that the loot box is... No one's offended. Let's put that out. Nobody's offended that it's a present, a Christmas present. But there's people that aren't included, and there's nothing that's going to hurt by having other stuff be available, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. So that's all I got. That's a lot. So that,
yeah.
Don't disappoint us at BlizzCon. What else? What else we got? Do you know?
Well, to jump back to another representation thing.
Yes.
So there was a. I feel like this comes up every couple of years, like a hoopla about this, but
is Kel dead?
I don't know if he's a creator or just a former writer on the show. I think he was a creator, but on Sesame Street, the guy who was writing the Bert and Ernie skits for, like, a really long time came out and said, like, I was definitely writing Bert and Ernie as a couple, like, I'm very much, like, an Ernie type, and my partner that I've lived with for decades is more of a, like, a Bert, and, like, hashtag can confirm, like, yeah, Bert and Ernie, you're gay. And everyone was like, ah, finally this is put to rest, like, and then, of course, Sesame Workshop had to put their entire body in it. Like, it wasn't even their foot. Like, they put their whole leg in it by releasing a statement that was like, writers may have opinions, but the characters on Sesame Street are Muppets, and Muppets don't have a sexuality, which is such a stupid take.
That's the, like, kind of take you only put out when you're, like, trying to be a dick.
Yeah, like... Because, like, number one, first of all, like, Sesame Street, you've been, like, at the advance of representation on children's shows for ages. Like, they had black characters before other shows had black characters. Like, they have the Elmo's friend who's autistic. Like, they have, like, a bunch of really good steps forward for representation. And so it boggles the mind that, like, I think, and you were kind of getting at this on Twitter a little bit today, but, like, the idea that they can't, that, like, it feels like they're reacting to it in a way that's, like, if kids see that Bert and Ernie live together and are gay, and someone confirms that they're gay, we're going to have to explain sex to children. Like,
it's completely, like, no! it's very disingenuous, and it goes back to that whole thing, like, look, I don't want to judge your lifestyle, but, like, what happens in the bedroom should stay in the bedroom. And, like, yeah, I didn't tell you about how I was sucking dick. I just told you, like, I have a boyfriend, like, you have a girlfriend. It's not like it's completely disingenuous, and it shows that you're reducing someone's sexuality to actually having sex, which is not what it's about.
Yeah, and also, if Muppets don't have sexuality, then what's going on with Kermit and Miss Piggy?
Yeah, so that's the one example that people have been bringing up. Like, keep the main bringing one. Up. And, like, people are like, oh, well, you know, they're not, like, they're owned by someone different, technically. And, like, that's fine, but that's still Muppets.
That's Muppets. Fine, but Sesame Workshop said Muppet. Yeah. So,
if you want to say the people that we own don't have a sexuality, yeah, like, congratulations, there better not be any straight people. But, like, we all know Miss Piggy and Kermit have been married, and, like, they broke up, and, like, Miss Piggy got a new man, I think? Or Kermit got a new person? Pig?
Yeah, I don't know.
Frog? Somebody found somebody else in that new series, so, like, they definitely... Yeah. People are fucking on Sesame Street. That's a fact. I'm sorry, like, how do you think hands are able to fit up their back so well?
Wow. Dumb. Yeah. You went all the way there. And on that note, I'm going to swap to something that is kind of about sex. So, DC is running.
Who's the bad guy now? Who's the bad guy now? Not me. It's not me.
Not you. No. The bad guy is, in this situation, is censorship.
Censorship. Damn it.
Because, so DC put out is like has like a new line of comics that like has some sort of edgy name. I can't remember what it is. Let me see.
I saw these at the comic store I went to. We'll get that in a second.
Oh, you should have gotten one.
I didn't even know yet. Yeah, no, so I didn't connect it.
It's DC Black Label, which includes mature and uncensored content.
And they're shaped differently too. It's wild.
And so the first issue of Batman Damned. features a dose full frontal images of Batman as well as a booty shot.
We've been seeing booty shots. That I won't get out of bed.
Yeah, booty shots are old. Yeah, you know, like is it Dr. Manhattan? The guy in Watchmen is like fucking booty shots all the way down. Like, he looks like Storm does in her costume, you know? Like, fair. We see that much of a booty in, like, a female superhero's, like, actual costume. But, no pun intended, like, there's a whole wiener. It's, like, kind of in shadow, but there is a whole wiener. In the if you want to see it yourself, you can, I'm looking at it on www.themarysue.com/Batman-dick.
There it is.
And it actually caused so much of an uproar that it has, like, well, first of all, it's censored in the digital formats. You cannot see the bat peen if you get an e-comic. And also, they ended up taking, like censoring further prints of this comic because there was such an uproar about seeing Batman's wiener in these brief two shots.
I wonder why that is. I wonder why that censorship is okay. I wonder why,
right?
There's such an uproar that we gotta get rid of a dick. It's Batman's dick. He's like the most famous dick. I wonder why we have to censor this.
Where are the free speech warriors?
Where is the free speech? But, like, it's all fine and good. I don't even have enough. Look, I've been drinking this beer, so I don't have the sarcasm and the bullshit. These guys are a bunch of assholes. Like, oh, man, a dick. Oh, no, what am I going to do? Like, you want a more mature content?
I've never seen one of those. Like,
ugh. Was he hung? Like, is Batman rocking it? Or is it like...
I put the link in the Google Doc.
I'm not clicking that. I don't want to look at Batman's dick. I just want to know. Like, I'll look at dicks. I'm going to look at Batman's dick. That's weird.
It's decent. I mean, like, it would be embarrassing, I feel like, to DC as a whole to draw Batman, like, poorly endowed.
That's fair. Like, here's the thing. I guess I was asking, was it all right or was it great? Because it wasn't going to be bad.
I mean, like, it's not bad.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm glad.
It's above average, I'd say, but not like comically large.
But it's a comic though. Ha.
Hey.
I was at the comic book store. I flipped through this comic actually, but I didn't know to look for that. I don't know if I forgot or if I just not connected the dots, but I was actually in there. Zoe Quinn's book is coming out soon. I keep wanting to call it Killer Queen, but it's not that. Let me look this up so that I can remember it. But I went to, like, it's open for, like, reserves and, like, the DC stuff. It's called Goddess Mode. It's a dope-looking cover. Okay. But it's, like, through Vertigo on DC and stuff. And I wanted to, like, pre-order it. I really love Phantom of the Attic, but it's, like, kind of out of my way usually. So I don't go there as much as I want to. And I don't want them pulling stuff for me and then I not buy it right away. That inconveniences them. That's not fair. So there's a comic book shop near my house and I went in there and right from the get-go, I'm like, this isn't as, like, welcoming as Phantom is. Like, it's not as big. It wasn't blatantly unwelcoming, but it didn't have that charm of, like, hey, we're glad you're here, whoever the hell you are. Please, come join us. Like... Even though, like, Phantom, you have to walk up the steps. You're like, I have no idea what's going to happen. They see me coming. You have embarrassment of... Yeah. Physical location, but not of where you're at. And you walk up there, it's bright. They're like, hey, you want some manly shit? Cool. You want some girly shit? Cool. Gender fluid? Cool. We got it. Funko Pops, Frank Miller. What do you want? We got it. We got old stuff, new stuff, licensed stuff. And it just feels like whoever I am, I'm supposed to be here. But I went to this shop. I asked the guy, you know, I wonder, you know, I'm like, hey, what do you recommend? And it was all like big two stuff. Like, we got this new Batman thing. It's kind of darker. Like, oh, that thing's based off of, like, Twin Peaks. I'm like, dude, I'm wearing, like, I'm still in my dress clothes. I'm wearing a tie, a gray sweater, and, like, a pink shirt, like, and I'm a black guy. Like, what makes you think that those are the interests? And I asked him, like, oh, what's this one thing? It was, like, some licensed thing behind the Rick and Morty comic. I was asking about licensed stuff, and he just kept going back to the big two. I'm like, you know what? Like, you haven't sold me here the way that I was sold at my first comic book shop. You sound like all the other places do. So, like, shout out to, like, the local places that really make you feel good about being there, because this place did not, and I just made some conversation to see, like, is he having an off day? Is he just bored? Does he not know me? Nope, it was just a regular old comic book shop. Like, you feel like it is, and I just, like, this isn't my jam, and I'm sad, because it's extremely convenient, but I probably won't go there again.
Yeah, that's, like... When I first went to Phantom, like, the first day that I went in there, I, like, was, like, hyperventilating to, like, in a way that I only ever did when, like, in college, like, when I would be, like, nervous about coming out to someone. Like, literally that level of nervousness. Because I know that, like, they can't see you when you come in, but they have that doorbell when the door opens. So, like, if I open the door... They were going to know I was there, and I would have to go up the stairs or be even more embarrassed, like, as a coward. And then I got upstairs, and I was like, oh, this is wonderful. It's, like, open and bright, and, like, there's a girl working here, and, like, people are friendly, and there's a whole section of comics that are, like, specifically for girls, not that they're saying, like, girls can't read other comics, but, like, here are comics that are tailored for women if you want them.
Like, it feels like more of like a, hey, you can read anything in this store, but if you feel like you can't, here's your starter pack, please read everything.
Exactly.
Though, rather than, they changed that section, actually.
Oh, is it different now?
Yeah. Our Pazkas Zora, they have done, from what I understand, if I remember correctly, they put an initiative to have, like, queer comics up there.
Oh, nice.
Which is, like, not the same, but I feel like that's more of a radical thing for a comic book shop than girls can read comics, too. It's, like,
queer people can read comics, too.
It's, like, whoa.
Because that was, like, 10-12 years ago, I feel like, now.
Oh my god, yeah, it was 10 years ago, because that's when we got to college.
Yeah.
There's a fun fact for you.
World, that's the fun fact.
And even, like, the stereotypical old white guys that are there feel more like, I'm black, I don't have white uncles, but they feel like what an uncle would feel like. Like,
yeah.
Your cool uncle's like, hey, here's this Batman comic from the 60s. Your mom doesn't want you reading this one right here, but here's, like, The Dark Knight. And, like, your dad will be, he'll say he's happy, but he's really not happy about it. Like, this is the kind of comic this is, but don't tell me you got it from me. Like, that's the kind of... We had Wayne on the show before, too. Like, previous guest Wayne.
Yeah.
Really intelligent guy on comics and stuff, so...
Yeah, he, like, always had solid recommendations and, like... We actually had similar taste, so it was always, like, nice to see what he was liking.
Yeah, and I remember I went in there, I'd always strike up a conversation with them, and I'm like, hey, you know, because I felt bad, I'm like, hey, man, I'm sorry, I only buy, like, the licensed stuff, like Sonic and Mega Man. He's like, hey, it's all good, you know, whatever people like is what they like, and, you know, it's all about fun, enjoy what you read. And that's, that little bit of thing is, like, he wasn't like, oh, it's okay, it was like, oh, no, it's fine, like, please like what you like, you know, never turned into an elitist thing. Even to the point I walked in and was like, hey, we have that new Sonic here. I'm like, look, this guy knows what I like. He's I don't know if you like it, but we have regular show. I'm like, I'm not buying today, but you're completely right. I want that. Yeah. Do we want to get in this last thing? I don't know enough about it.
No, I don't really know much about it either. I just saw it online.
Yeah, so for the sake of the listeners, so you don't feel like we're holding on you, it's the unfortunate news, BuzzFeed podcasts have gone down. They've done a pivot to video. I don't know the details of that, but I know a lot of talented people have been rearranged and relocated, and I don't know the full details about it, so I won't go any deeper than that. But I do recommend looking into the story to see what's going on and just learn about, you know, internet culture and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. That's our show. How about it? In Ooh, under an hour.
1 hour. We did it.
Not supposed to be a miracle, but that it is for us. We covered so many topics, including things that weren't on our list. You feeling good about that? You feel good, Steph?
I'm feeling pretty solid.
Awesome. Well, I think we should go into the social media biz. How's that feel?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, so say you want to find me somewhere else on the internet. Brother Dom, everywhere I want to be found, BROTHADOM, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, sometimes YouTube, sometimes Twitch, sometimes OC Remix. You can find this podcast, you search Character Reveal on your favorite podcast catcher, so that includes iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Store, any kind of side app you might have, or you can go directly to characterreveal.simplecast.fm. We're on Twitter at CharacterRev, Instagram, Character Reveal. Search Character Reveal on Facebook. You'll find us. You can find Steph at Twitter as...
Captain Steph.
What about Instagram?
Hello, Steph.
What about Tumblr?
The Snowqueer.
Bang, bang, bang. That's everything. We're
probably
all there.
Probably change that to something that has Steph in the name. Then I'll have a little bit of branding. But I like the Snowqueer.
Snowqueer is so good because, like, it's a joke. Like, it's good for Tumblr.
Yeah.
Also, you know, you can find us on Patreon. We're still trying to, like, give you all, like, a bunch of good content so you feel confident with that. But if you search Character Reveal, you can help us out over there as well. Give us a rating on iTunes, Stitcher. And also, we have some other pilots out, so we are doing the Geekly Reveal live. Granted, today is Thursday, but normally we'll be, I think, Wednesdays. Are you good next Wednesday still, or are we still working?
I am good Wednesdays,
so
yeah.
So we'll be at, I think, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll be doing it live. We'll answer your questions. We'll interact with the chat if people are around. Again, it's on YouTube, so it'll be more comfortable. You can find the link in the description. Character Reveal episodes, the main proper interview show, will be coming soon as well. We're still getting guests, creating a backlog. And we have another show you might want to check out. It's called Finding 5 O'Clock. It's a show about pairing pop culture media or activities with a beer or sometimes other drinks. So if you've ever had a nice wine with a nice steak, or wine with maybe a cheesecake. It's that, but with drinks and pop culture. I think one of the recent ones we did, I think I paired a nice pumpkin beer that was slightly crafty, not too crafty though, with Sonic Mania, because it's a throwback. It's getting you to try new things while also being a reminder of your childhood. And I think you got a chance to listen to it, right, Steph?
Yeah, I listened to it this morning, and I am not involved in this one, so I can say without, I can say objectively that it is quite a good listen. I really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that a lot. You know, we're trying a new format, bringing a new person on. You know, I think she fits in pretty well with what we're doing over here, so want to make sure we have good people. And it's another queer person, so I guess, like, we have a trend now. Another queer person of color, actually.
We have a brand.
We have a brand. Queers with beers. We could have called it that.
Oh, man.
No, those are the events. Those are the events. Queers with beers. That's the group in the event. But other than that, we have lots of stuff out, right? So, listeners, we appreciate you listening, and we appreciate your time. Anything else before we sign off, Steph?
That's all I've got.
Okay, well, we're going to end this stream soon so I can hit the bathroom. It's so hard to do a whole hour. Well, listeners, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. And until next time, see you later.
Bye.